in a couple of moments, you're actually going to get one of these booklets, which is our Focus on Missions booklet. And so today we're launching our missions initiative for 2020. And for those of you who have just joined us, maybe you're a little bit unfamiliar with this, but every 12 months we make sure that we bring the missions that we're going to be supporting for the next 12 months before the church. We want you to actually know what you're giving to, know the value of what you're giving to. And I just think whenever you can actually have a true understanding of what you're part of, you can actually go all in with your heart. Amen. It makes a huge difference. And so this booklet is for you to take home and keep for the whole year. All the details are available on the church website as well. This booklet's available on the website already, gc.org.au/missions. All the information is there for you. But I just wanted to, we're doing this a little bit different this year. So for the past 3 years in particular, we've dedicated our preaching message to sort of go through what missions is and what this is. And I just don't think we're in that place right now. I think that you've got the heart of missions, and some of the things I'm going to talk to you about in a moment prove that you've got the heart of missions. But I wanted to draw our attention to some really key things today around missions. First one is this. If you've joined us within the last 12 months, you may not have heard this in this language before. On the fourth Sunday of every month, we give to a specific mission. But you can give to missions at any time throughout the month. But on the fourth Sunday, we choose one specific mission. We're going to give all of our missions money for this Sunday to that specific thing. And I want to encourage you, since we actually started doing missions in this way, you as a church have actually doubled your giving to missions. Yeah. It's awesome, right? And so when we celebrate the $200 and the $300 and the $400 and the $500 that gets given on one specific Sunday, it's like, oh yeah, that's nice. But when you get to the end of the 12 months, it's like, oh, wow, we've had some really amazing impact in the lives of people locally and abroad. So you can give to these at any time. One of the main things that I wanted to, share with you, I guess our heart again, just a refresher. It's our heart that God will be made known personally, both locally and globally, in all the hearts of humanity. And so when we talk about missions, we're not just talking about this, we're sending money over to someone overseas on the mission field. Yes, we're doing that. Yes, we're sending money to churches in Israel. Yes, we're sending money to people locally. Yes, we're sending money to people who are actually going to Iraq. But there's also a local mission field as well. And our church planting is one of the ways that we actually do that on the local mission field. One of the other ways that we actually do that is locally is our Christmas food parcels. And I just want to encourage you, if you maybe forgot that we're doing food parcels, it's not too late. You can still drop stuff in today after church. You can still drop stuff in throughout the week. We're packing hampers on Friday and delivering on Friday afternoon. If you want to be involved in that so that you can actually be hands-on with the local mission, we would love you to be involved in that as well. Who's excited about that? I'm excited about that. One of the other things, and obviously you may have heard this before, but maybe you've joined recently, you're like, oh, this is new information. One of the key things that I want to encourage you with is, and if we can have the slide up on the screen, that is Gateway Missions and Stronger Communities Initiative. So Gateway Missions is the normal missions giving that we do as a church. But the Stronger Communities Initiative is something we've started in the last 18 months. And effectively what we've done as a church is we've created a public benevolent institution. I said it, Bevan, without... It's one of those like big ones, isn't it? And so we've started a PBI. Not going to do it twice. There's a lot of things that's on my heart that I want to share in this, but we'll save it for another time. But what we've done is we've started a PBI so that long-term we can actually have some dramatic impact. Now, if you go to your booklet and go to the Stronger Communities page, which is on page 10. So in the book of Matthew, where it talks about, in Matthew 25, 35 to 40, where it talks about, when I was hungry and you fed me, and I was thirsty and you gave me a drink, and when I was a stranger you invited me to your home, and all those things. This is a way for us locally to tangibly make that heart of God made known through Stronger Communities Initiative. So victims of crime, including family violence, disaster, financially disadvantaged people, families, unemployed persons, other charities, emergency release, community pantry, Christmas parcels. I'm going to put some dot points that aren't on there yet. This is things that we're actually believing for to come through our PBI. Healthcare, education, running sports programs in our local community with a basketball stadium that's built on our property. So I've got a list of about 10 things that I can add onto there. I'm not going to drop them all now because you'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. But I just want to encourage you that what we're doing, and I know that we've shared it with you, that everything that you give to Stronger Communities is tax deductible. That's a blessing to you and your family. But the long-term blessing that we want to see in our community through Stronger Communities is all those things and a list of another 10 things that impact and impact and impact generationally, to the point where generational things are broken forever. Amen. Entire families coming to church, entire families knowing Jesus. And I think it's a really exciting thing. One of the other things that I wanted just to highlight for you was short-term mission. This is one of the things that we're actually adding to our missions giving. And so next year, Ray New is actually going to be leading our first short-term missions group overseas. And she's going to be going to the motherland. Not motherland, she's actually Malaysian. but she was originally from there, generations, but like maybe 1800 generations back. She has a heart for missions. She's actually on the board of Stronger Communities Initiative. And I'm so excited that we're actually releasing Renew to actually do that. So the short-term missions part of our booklet here today is this. Maybe you've got a heart for missions. Maybe you would wish that you could actually go overseas on missions, but you can't for whatever reason. Maybe it's work commitments, family commitments. Maybe it's too young or traveling overseas into 50 degrees and humidity. You're like, I just want to give to somebody so that they can actually go overseas on mission. And so we just want to make it possible for you to actually tangibly be able to send people to go on mission. And so throughout the year, you can give to the short-term mission. And then when people sign up to actually go, we'll actually distribute those funds to those people so it makes it easier for them to go on mission. Isn't that exciting? I think that's exciting. The last thing that I want to highlight is this. On the last page, on the very, very, very back, if you've been with us for a while, you know this, but if you haven't been with us for very long, we love to be transparent and actually show exactly what's going on with our finances as a church. And that includes missions as well. And so here you can see a subtotal of all of your missions giving for the entire year. I think it's pretty exciting that I think last year was 18,000 and something. Is that right, Bevan? It was close to 18,700 or something like that. And so this year, you've actually given a total, in the last 12 months, a total of $20,405.25. And then so out of those monies that you gave, $19,780.80 have already been sent out. And so if you're wondering what happens with that money that's left over, what it means is we have money in our account right now, so that when a family comes to us, whether it's through Stronger Communities or something else, and they're like, we have no food, our house is burnt down, whatever, we have finances ready to actually do things. And I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Amen.